Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind!
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Steve Martin, 17th anniversary. Happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's been a real blast.
17 years. How about that?
Oh, I can't believe it. Finally growing up on the radio.
I know. And the first time you thought, man, I'll be so glad when I get away from this whack job. You've become addicted to my wacky ways, and I appreciate. I seriously, folks. Steve is one of the great examples of our Brain Trust members who continue to come back because for one reason and one reason only, they care about you and they care about what you're doing. And Steve, on behalf, and you continue to do that. Not even when you're with me, you do it in your private life and in your professional life. You're a great SCORE volunteer and leader. And so on behalf of small business owners everywhere, Steve, thank you for your leadership.
Thank you, Jim. You're very welcome. It is a mission. We've got a lot of work to do here.
Apparently more than we thought, too, right?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm trying to do business with people, and they're just fighting us all the way.
Right. By the way, Steve's website is profitpro.us, and mine is smallbusinessadvocate.com. So check those out, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host, and Steve Martin is our 17-year member, Brain Trust member now. And Steve, we were talking in the previous segment about the horrible service that you got and that I've been getting. And, I mean, I had a nightmare situation in this restaurant last week, and I'm not through with that bunch yet, by the way. But, I mean, what I'm thinking, Steve, is, and I've said this way too many times, and it's amazing how little gets people, how little things change. The key to this is if you've got a business and you've got employees, you have to train them. Whereas in our generation, I don't think anybody had to train me to say thank you or to be nice to customers. But today, at least, you've got to train people. This is what I expect of you. These things are, this right here, what I'm talking to you about right now, this is non-negotiable as a term of employment. But, Steve, you can't get the training done if the owner doesn't believe that.
Oh, that's absolutely right, Jim. And I've been through a similar circumstance just in the last month trying to spend literally 10 grand with a local business. And they're not even responding to the inquiries. And it has to go right back to the small business owner. They're not paying attention to business. And if they're not doing it, their employees certainly can't be doing it any better.
Well, isn't that amazing? I mean, that you ask for somebody to build something for you. You had a craftsman type job that you wanted. These people are in business to be craftsmen, to build a fence or a building or do repair work or whatever, and they don't even show up.
Yeah. They have these fancy websites, and they send out mailers and have advertising on the radio and TV, and when you send them an inquiry from their own website, it goes unresponded to.
Yeah.
And call them and no response. And in one case, Jim, you just won't believe it. Local fence company. I sent him finally got him on the phone. He said, well, send me an email to my personal email address.
What?
And Jim, his personal address was psycho94@yahoo.com.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Now,
wow. What? How professional.
I decided I didn't want to do business
no
with a
kidding.
Psycho.
No kidding.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't believe it.
It's unbelievable. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I wonder if that guy ever shows up at a bank wanting to borrow money.
You know what? If he does, he's going to be...
If I were a banker, if I were a banker and a small business came to me and said, I want to borrow money, I would say, Well, let me think about that for a couple of days, and then I would send somebody to that business to see whether they take care of their customers or not. And if they don't, I wouldn't loan them any money.
Yeah,
it wouldn't matter whether they qualified for the loan or whatever. If they're not taking care of customers, they're not a good credit risk.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, so it's just absolutely frustrating. Just blows my mind that we see this stuff going on all the time, Jim.
Well, and I see it everywhere, unfortunately. And I'll tell you, it's something I've been saying for a long time. Any small business that believes what you and I are talking about and that really gets after it doing training and is becomes absolutely vociferous about making sure that people do what's non-negotiable. Waiting on customers, treating them right, saying thank you, responding to customers, taking care of them, their issues. Any company who does that, in my opinion, will have all the business they can stand. And you know what that means, Steve? That means they can raise their prices and make more profit.
And that's right. And that's my game, profitability.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and the cheapest business that you have, the best business that you have, is that customer that's looking for you and the customer you already have.
Yep. That's exactly right.
Because they're your ambassadors.
You have an opportunity today to almost, maybe in your town, in your community, in what you do, you could be one of a kind, Steve.
Absolutely.
If you take care of your customers that much. Profitpro.us is the website. That's for Steve, ladies and gentlemen. Check him out there. His books are there. And you find all the things he does. And he and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about this, what I consider to be a national epidemic of bad service in small businesses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.